All right, we are back.
Yeah.
And we are going to do it to it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go doing it.
This is Brittany, a.k.a. Wilma, coming to you live from the USS Melbourne, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library. Here we go now.
Former Agamemnon or even Zeus, we're taking a Vatican expedition, it's pop duty we choose. So we come, don't ring the alarm, you see, though we go on and on. Come, 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 follow my birthday. Yeah.
Oh, that's all about the watching things and pop. The clock is ticking and we can't stop.
Can't shut me.
Oh, that's all about the poppy, she bop, she bop. The clock is ticking and we can't stop.
We're monster riding to the music tonight. A clever way to get by.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And as always, we're going to be opening some packs of cards, and this go around, it's going to be Pokemon Sun and Moon Crimson Invasion.
Yep.
And these are
dollar packs.
There you go. They are dollar packs, like Logan said. Yeah. We went to the dollar store and said, hey, there's some packs. Cool. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this format's going to be. If we get some sponsorships, they send us some packs to open, we'll also do those. But
otherwise, it's going to be what we find in the dollar bins.
Well, we might do regular packs, too, when you pull
them
out. So
it's just...
But these are going to be more apt because they're kind of like, what do you call them? Impulse buys? They're just a dollar, so...
These ones, we can just get one whenever we go there.
Right. And we've gotten a few packs, and we've collected up to have six packs that we can open up. These are three cards in a pack. For a dollar. You can usually find them at like Dollar General or
Dollar Trees,
places like that.
Yeah.
So we'll let Logan get opening to some.
Yep. And should we do the little thing on the back or pass?
Well, we'll talk about those as we go on.
Pokemon has those little... I'm not sure how to describe it, so I'll just stop there.
Little descriptors on their packs?
Yeah. So the first one has been opened with a Shelmet. Little knight's helmet snail thing. Or was it snail? Yeah, snail Pokemon. Registeel, that is awesome, and a legendary. Which is the metal golem type thing with a person in front of it in a room.
Cool.
The Shelmet was in a forest with a Karrablast in the background. And then Devoured Field, which is just a... There's a bit of a bench rushing through a river that's going by just wrecked.
Just wrecked.
Not desert area, but yeah.
Huh. So you got a legendary one in that one, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And these are, the description is Crimson Chaos Across Aloha. Alola. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. My bad. Crimson Chaos. And this one is Crimson Chaos Across Alola. It's the Alola region is being invaded by mysterious and powerful creatures. Can the allies of Alola defend the islands, or will the Ultra Beast take control? Find out when you battle for the prize of the Pokemon. Find out when you battle for the prize with the Pokemon TCG Sun and Moon Crimson Invasion. What'd you get this time?
There's the Shellos, which has both east and west on the thing. They're a pink and blue little... It's called the Sea Slug Pokemon, but yeah, it's kind of like a slug except for that it has fin things on the back and weird ears.
Okay.
One of them's pink and one of them's blue. A shiny Starly.
Oh, we got a shiny one?
Yeah, pack shiny, but it's a shiny.
Hey, still.
Pokemon has that there has to be at least one shiny per normal pack.
Not in these little ones, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about the normal $5 packs.
Okay.
They kind of get around that by having basically every single card have a shiny variant that's just slightly shiny.
Hey, that's still cool, though.
Yeah, it is nice. And just a bird looking to the side.
Oh, that's a cool one, too. It's kind of like, it's got a star background that's the shiny one, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Starly!
And then I got a Kakuna, which actually has three Kakuna in that picture. And its one attack is multiply. Search your deck for up to three Kakuna and put them on your bench. So, yeah, that fits.
Okay. And the reason I kind of went, oh my gosh, you got a shiny one, because we've been buying a few of these packs here and there. And shiny the last batch was Sun and Moon. I can't remember the last expansion pack that he bought. He was finding all types of shinies and even GXs, where Crimson Invasion, he hasn't been finding hardly any shinies or GXs.
Here we get a Registeel in the first one of these ones, so that's nice.
So that's why I was like, ooh, a shiny one. Plus, I like yellow shiny stuff. I'm like a dog. Ooh,
Cocoon.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kakuna.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's between Beedrill and Weedle on that version. Yeah.
And this is a this one has over 110 cards in the expansion. So looky there, you got some cards to look for. It features 8 new Pokemon GX, and there are 9 new trainer cards and 1 new special energy card.
I got some pretty cool ones in this one. Execute, which is a lineup of 6 eggs, one of them broken outside of a shell. Sorry, okay. Outside of a cave. And most of them are just floating there. Each of them have different expressions, except for that one that's facing away.
Okay. They're all cracked. Wow, that other one is really broken, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh.
For some reason, they all have one that's just broken. And Hydreigon. That might not actually be how you pronounce it, but that's how I pronounce it.
Hey, we do our best.
The Stage 2 Pokemon evolves from Zweilos. And this one, three-headed, with one of them having a red main type thing, the center one. Dragon type.
Oh, well, cool.
I the like card itself types. Is dark type here. It's also a dragon type generally, but yeah. It's got a black wing carapace thing and then a blue body. And then I also got a dark energy card in that pack.
Okay. Oh, I like this card. I like how the darks are, the dark background, and if they do the colorations right, make the pictures pop, and that is really nice. Cause I like that Hydreigon. God, whatever. I'm worse than Logan. But this one, it says in this Crimson Invasion packs, it's the debut of the Ultra Beasts. So kind of look out for those as well. They include Guzzlord and Nihilego. They also have some of the, and those are the GXs.
Yeah, there's also Buzzwole and Kartana and
Silvally.
Silvally, which
that's what we know for sure.
Yeah, Silvally, Buzzwole, Kartana, and Guzzlord are the pack images for it, basically. And here we got a Feebas with a little boards around it.
Okay.
Which just a fish with a blue fin. It evolves into Milotic, but.
Okay, yeah, that's got kind of a plain Jane card.
A second Registeel, which, wow.
I got a duplicate already?
And that's a star, not a circle, so that's not common.
Okay.
And Sea of Nothingness, which there's a little plateau under the sea with purple bubbles on some of the things. Okay.
So where's
and
this?
What looks to be a fossilized Oddish, maybe a few of them.
So where's the star at on this Registeel that you said makes
That's the rarity symbol. It's beside the card number.
Oh, okay. So a circle is a common?
Yeah. Diamond is uncommon. I think star is rare. I'm not exactly sure, but
and
I
this
think
dark
so.
One you got has a star by it.
Yeah, it's a stage 2. I could see that easily.
Okay. That's cool. I didn't know that. So learning something new, folks.
This is a diamond.
Huh. Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning stuff here, folks. I knew there was variants, but variations of how they were ranked, but I didn't know how in Pokemon. Because Yu-Gi-Oh, you can kind of tell because
it depends on the shiny.
Right. So, and with Pokemon, you can kind of do that too with the shiny and the GXs, but I didn't know about the regular cards too. So that's kind of interesting.
And here we got Salandit and another Starlion Dark Energy.
Anyone not too excited about this pack, guys?
Salandit is new in this set. Well, I already had the Salandit earlier, but yeah. It's a dark kind of desert lizard thing.
Yeah, kind of like a lizardy.
Yeah.
And an
it's a psychic
card.
Type in this set. So.
Oh, you got a regular Starly where the Starly before was shiny.
Oh, true. So that's nice.
You got the regular. Because, There it is.
And that's what I mean by pack shiny. Basically, all cool. of them have a variation like that, which is awesome to get. So,
yeah. That'd be hard to... Well, I guess if you wanted to search for them, you could and get the...
Yeah. It's just you have to keep track of which ones you have.
See in the movie cards or... when I was, because occasionally I'll pick up movie cards like this, they always called those parallel sets.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you know, which is basically the same way. They're a little shiny or the border is shiny. So, okay, I understand you now.
And we've got the cool. Carablast to go with that Shelmet from earlier, though it doesn't have him in the picture. It's a little beetle with a wrench at the top of it.
Okay.
Well, the wrench is part of the carapace, but yeah. And then a shiny Mankey in a little place where geysers come out of the ground.
Oh, I still think the shinies are cool. It don't matter. Yeah. Now that, even though I know they're a parallel set, that's still cool. I like the shiny cards.
And Laron, which is, just a pretty big silver on top and then just dark, very solid looking. It's a steel type.
Steel type.
Pretty sure it eats metal. Iron, I think it mentions on there.
Kind of like a lizard type.
Yeah.
Almost like a triceratop with the bone ridge on the back.
Yeah, but except this is like a
right, but this is kind of like on the face and going up the front instead of in the back of the head. Okay, no horns like you said, but it is kind of have the tri curve. Maybe not horns, but a curve. Okay, so you got a few different ones then?
Yep.
And a couple of shinies, which is cool. So like I said, we haven't had as much luck in these ones to get the nicer ones.
Yeah.
And Logan has pulled some GXs and EXs from past packs.
Dollar packs.
So, hey, it can happen, folks. You never know what you'll get in these packs.
Uh-huh.
And at a dollar a pack, that's not... You know, that's not too bad for three cards. And if you're, and it's more, it's easier for people to pick up that way. Sometimes it's harder to have $5 than have a dollar.
Yeah.
And you still get a few cards. So that's kind of cool. It's kind of neat that they offer that way of getting cards to collectors. So that's neat. Mm-hmm. And especially for the kids as well, they can pick those up.
Mm-hmm. And should I describe some of the Pokédex interests?
If you want to do a few of them, that's fine.
Yep. Executes is, its six eggs use telepathy to communicate amongst themselves. It is believed to carry plant genes and the genes of other species.
Okay.
I knew they had a bit of a psychic typing, but no clue what they mean by plant and other species genes.
I don't know. Hard to say.
And Registeel has tempered by pressure underground over tens of thousands of years. Its body cannot be scratched. It's a legendary. So.
Okay. They're a little bit more powerful than regular, so there you go. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. What's that one there? Hydrageon? Yeah, read that one. That's a cool card, I think.
The heads on their arms do not have brains. They use all three heads to consume and destroy everything. And it's possibly stronger than Registeel, because it's got 30 more HP.
Okay.
It's only got one attack compared to Registeel's two, but it also has the ability Weed Out, which you can keep only three of your benched Pokemon if you use it. Okay. That's literally all it does. Discard your other benched Pokemon. But yeah. Well, Registeel has a Turbo Arm, which is a one energy, 30 damage, and attach a energy from your discard to one of your benched Pokemon, which that would be useful in and of itself.
Okay.
And Iron Hand, which does 90 damage, and if you also have Regice on your bench, it heals 30 damage from Registeel. And Hydreigon's attack is Dark Destruction, which does 120 damage, and you can discard an energy from this Pokemon to discard an energy from your opponent's Pokemon.
Just lay waste to everything.
Yeah. Just one hit from that almost takes down Registeel.
Okay.
10 HP short.
Well, that's the six packs that Logan had collected for this go-around. He got a couple of shinies out of those six. So, like I said, I like shiny stuff. Ooh, shiny, shiny, shiny. So I always have fun finding those. When he gets the GXs and stuff like that, that's really cool because those are some cool cards.
Yeah.
And the full art cards, if you ever find those are kind of cool.
Yeah, those are good too.
Those aren't necessarily always shiny, are they?
No, they're not always GX or EX or stuff either. There's just randomly full art cards. Yeah,
which is cool. Those are kind of cool.
Pretty good.
And within Logan's collections, he's also bought a couple of the two cards that combine to form an image.
Yeah, Generally, they're legendaries, okay. Like Darkrai and Cresselia.
I can't remember what set those came with, but those are kind of cool as well.
Well, we bought them at a comic store.
Yeah, so. We had to buy those. We didn't get those pulled. He wasn't buying as much then, but of course, he was still a littler. He didn't have the funds to kind of play around with. Now that he has some extra funds to play around with, it's kind of fun to do this. So, but those are the six packs that we had of Pokemon Sun and Moon Crimson Invasion. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so by contacting us through Facebook or Twitter. Look up Comic Pop Library. You can follow us or like us, send us messages that way, or you can send us emails at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We'll get them there and read them back on a recording. We want to say thank you to a couple of podcatchers. We are always on iTunes. That's where we began our existence, but a couple of podcatchers have picked us up over the last couple of years, and we want to say thank you to them. They are Podchaser, Player FM, Listen Notes, the Android Podcast app, Podlovin, and UBook. And we want to say thank you to those podcatchers for sharing our episodes with their listeners to see if they might like them and listen to us even more. So thank you for doing that. And for everybody that listens to us, we appreciate everybody listening as well. But again, these are the Pokemon Sun and Moon Crimson Invasion. They've been out for a while. 2017, were they already out?
I think so.
I don't know if the newest, what's the newest
Pokemon? Ultra Beasts is the newest one. I'm not sure if they have dollar packs out of that yet.
Well, this is the beginning of Ultra Beasts, though, they say.
Yeah, Ultra Beasts show up in it, but I'm pretty sure Ultra Beasts is literally the name of the pack.
The next one? Okay. So we'll have to keep an eye out on that. And if we get some more packs of whatever we get, whether they're Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, sometimes he even gets Weiss Schwartz cards.
Yeah, Weiss Schwartz.
So we'll open them up on the air and just kind of have fun talking about the cards and looking at them. It's fun. I enjoy going through the packs with him, and especially when he finds a good one. Yes, and the shiny ones. I love shiny. Like I said, love shiny. Mm-hmm. But we've been having fun. Hopefully everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.